5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. All right. So, Shannon, there's a report that just came out that this event, or what they're calling a riot that took place at the Capitol on January 6th in Washington, D.C., they are now saying this was coordinated?
Yeah,
it was planned?
Yeah, isn't this disgusting? So yesterday, for the second time, President Trump was impeached. This is the first time in history that a president has ever been impeached for a second time in the House. Now, what's unusual about the impeachment is, you know, usually before you do or have even a case to make for an impeachment, there's hearings, there's an investigation. I mean, there's this whole thing that happens. But they rushed it through, and unfortunately, even 10 Republicans joined and impeached President Trump. They didn't need the Republicans to do it. Of course, the Democrats have the majority, but it's disgusting that 10 Republicans sided with them. So, yeah, so now today, guess what? Breaking news on CNN. They have evidence, the FBI has evidence that the attack on the U.S. Capitol was not just a protest, right? The thing is, the impeachment was based on Trump incited violence. It was a protest. It spiraled out of control. CNN is now reporting that that's not what happened. It was actually a planned event. So they're saying that he's being impeached solely on the idea that when he was in the rally, which you actually attended, he incited violence and told people to go attack the Capitol. Now, you know that's not what happened. I mean, you could tell your story here in a second, but that's what they impeached him on. And now we find out the next day that that's really not even what happened. Isn't it disgusting?
So without an investigation, without looking at any evidence, them just basing off of their feelings, they impeached President Trump for the second time. The first time in history, a president has been impeached twice. So this second impeachment, as well as the first impeachment, was basically because they can't stand the man. They hate the man. They want to get rid of him no matter what. And it's only days out. Today's the 14th. It's supposed to be the 20th. If they weren't so afraid of President Trump, why don't they just leave him alone? Just let them be done. It appears to be that President Trump is acknowledging that it is a Biden administration, that it's a Biden win. President Trump is going along with it, even though President Trump knows, just like the rest of the country, that there was fraudulent stuff that took place. What they did was completely wrong. And now they impeached the man because they simply had the votes in the House, not because of any evidence. Simply because they had the votes. Let's just take a vote on it. How do you feel? Well, I feel like we should impeach him. He incited the violence. But now they're saying that it was planned. And I'm wondering, who are they say planned it? Because if you want to talk about anyone planning it, it was clear to me, that it was Antifa and BLM that were planning to attack the Capitol on January the 6th.
Yeah.
Not Trump supporters. Trump supporters were stopping people from tearing up stuff. There's video of Trump supporters that picking up the trash that was kicked over inside. Why do people pick up the trash if they're in there to tear up stuff? It's not Trump supporters. It's these leftists, these tyrants on the left that went into the Capitol and took advantage of the situation just to make Trump supporters look bad.
Yeah, it's in the article, of course, they're not revealing who it is. And of course, if it's Antifa, they're not going to actually say that it was Antifa,
well, you know,
right?
Hold on. So in the article, they're not saying they're not revealing on who it is. But if it was straight up Trump supporters, what they're calling neo-Nazis and KKK members and white supremacists, they would put that in there. They would say Trump supporters.
Right. Well, I will. Let me take it back. While they don't say who did it, in the same article where it talks about counterterrorism strategies for arrests, they did mention that they arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, which you already knew Henry Enrique Tarrio. But this was arrested days before. Right, they actually arrested him before.
Proud Boys had nothing to do with this, right. But they're probably going to try to link it some kind of way.
Right, of course they're going to link it to it, right? Now, they're saying that there was some coordination. Apparently, earlier in the day, some of the people that ended up inside of the Capitol or storming the Capitol had taken pictures earlier with some of the legislators. I guess they might have caught them in the hallway or whatever and took pictures with them. Now, they're not saying that the Congress people were involved. They're merely saying that these people were in there before the attack, and they're wondering if that was part of the strategy. And they're saying that some people had left Trump's rally early. I guess, I don't know how, if that, you know, I guess they're looking at probably thousands of hours of footage from different people, but some people had left the rally early. I'm not sure if they're linking that to that must have been part of the attack, because even you said, I mean, before you got there was already attack happening, right?
It wasn't an attack.
Or
so.
Well, okay, yeah.
I talked to multiple people that were there mm-hmm. before President Trump even finished his speech. Mm-hmm. Throughout the day, there were people going in and out of the building, to my understanding. Right. That's what I'm telling people going in and out. Mm. But when I got there, they said it was chaos because, you know, all the flashbangs were going off and the pepper spray and the other irritants that they were putting in the air. And then they were saying all of a sudden it was a siege onto the Capitol because of Congress. And Congress, the representatives in the House and the Senate, you notice they all think of themselves as kings and queens. Like, they need more protection than the American people. Like, all of the laws and the stuff that they apply to us doesn't apply to them. And that's right. Exactly how they're acting here. Now, I never condone any violence. Mm, yeah. What took place at the Capitol with these tyrants, and I'm talking about Antifa and BLM, is clear to me that they were the ones that was doing the destruction. Now, when they did all that, of course, Trump supporters are upset because of the crimes, the blatant corruption in all of our faces. People are upset. So I understand why they went in, but these people, the Trump supporters, didn't go in to tear up the building.
Well, I don't know.
Now I'm telling you, I'm gonna stick to it. I'm gonna stick to that. Trump supporters were not there to tear up the building. I'm sticking to the point that the Trump supporters want to make their presence known that we are not gonna stand by while you do all this corruption. That's the only thing what we're saying.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. They're only saying that because what happened on January 6, 2021 is so bad. It's so bad, right?
But
not a single time did they go into the point of the past 4 years where
right.
Americans were being terrorized day in and day out simply for wearing a hat.
Yeah, I mean,
and
we
then
can't
police
dismiss,
officers,
right?
let me say this too. Mm-hmm. And then even police officers sitting in their vehicles being assassinated by Antifa and BLM. But all of a sudden, it's like we have a major issue in the country.
Right. I mean, that's the sad part. You know, for 4 years, you've had Maxine Waters, you've had several people in Congress. In fact, they mentioned it on the floor yesterday while they were doing the impeachment. Other House members on the Democrat side have called for, you know, have encouraged protests, which have been violent, which have taken 47 lives over the past 4 years during these things. And we can't dismiss that. But see, that's part of the problem. And there was one, I saw some article that was talking about, you can't just blame what happened in the Capitol on what happened that day. Over four years, Democrats have allowed for riots, have allowed for protests, have dismissed what the bad things that have happened. They've allowed it, have almost made it a part of the culture of, oh, well, that's okay. This is what happens. And so perhaps the Capitol is on their shoulders for letting it get to this point, right? They've allowed it for so long. They've condoned it. They haven't condemned it. And so this happened, it came to a boiling point, And I don't excuse Trump supporters. We know some that went in. We know some that, unfortunately, I don't think in their mind was, I'm going to do something wrong. But it might have got the best of them.
Putting your feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, I mean, seriously, that's not being destructive. But they're like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe they did it. He put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Give him the death penalty. I'm willing to bet Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these tyrants would love to do that to Trump supporters.
Well, my problem is we can't be hypocritical. We can't say that, they're not holding Antifa accountable, and yet we don't hold Trump supporters accountable as well. I think that there was some that got at the moment might have got the better of them. It's unfortunate that it did, but I think we should take responsibility as well. Some people did something they shouldn't have done. We don't agree with it, and that's what we should be doing. We should be saying, that wasn't right that you did that. I don't care if Antifa started it. I don't care if BLM started it. We also know some Trump supporters that, got caught up in the moment, and so they were all wrong. It doesn't matter who it was, right? You were wrong. Once you go to a certain point, and we know that the Capitol Police let people in, but we also know that people went to parts of the Capitol that they weren't supposed to. You've been to the House. You know you can't just walk into the Hall of Congress while they're in session. There's certain protocols you have to go through. People, of course, did not go through those protocols and were trying to storm in. So, I mean, it was just a bad thing that happened. But here's the thing. They're saying, they're putting it all on Trump's shoulders as a he incited violence. There's absolutely not one single bit of evidence to prove that Trump incited violence.
It's just the opposite.
In fact, it's just the opposite. He said, be peaceful. Yeah, listen, the Democrats have always been saying peaceful protests are okay. We encourage peaceful protests. Trump literally just said what they say all the time. Peaceful protests are okay. The bad thing here is that once Black BLM and Antifa got out of control, they were never condemned by the left. Should they not be impeached for Maxine Waters saying what she says and other people that encourage these protests? Should they not be impeached as well? But listen, Trump did the opposite. He condemned the violence and said that it shouldn't happen. So once again, it's so funny how this world is turned upside down. Is it not turned upside down? It's not even January 20th yet.
It's 100% turned upside down. These people are going full steam ahead with communism. Mm. That's exactly what we're seeing here. Full steam ahead. And you know what? First, the bringing in socialism, which automatically leads to communism. But the main reason why they're bringing the socialism in, do you know why that is? Because President Trump said that this country, the United States of America, would never, ever be a socialist country. And the Democrats go, oh, really? Really? Well, we'll see about that.
I mean, I don't think that was their plan in the first place.
Of course. Well, of course it was. With President Trump saying that it's never going to be a socialist country, that is their main goal right now. And they did the same tactic that Venezuela went through to change the outcome of this election. It was completely fraudulent. Blatantly, they're not even hiding it. And who's going to do anything to stop them? Who's going to stop them? Because the law enforcement in the country and the nation is not stopping them. There's enough evidence. Let me ask you this. When there's reasonable doubt of a crime, what do? You investigate it, right?
Well, if there's reasonable doubt, somebody has to be dismissed of the charges.
Yeah, but if there's reasonable doubt. But here, they don't even want to investigate it.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's actually evidence that something happened and they don't want to investigate. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Really, our court system and our state legislators failed us, to be honest. I mean, state legislators have an opportunity to pick how elections are done. They pick Secretary of State, they work on picking how they're going to do their election and so forth. And they really let us down. And I know everybody's discouraged right now. And we all sit there and we say, oh, it's all over with. Oh, there's nothing we can do. But we still can do something. If we really sit back and take a breath, there is something else we can do. We can get involved in, and you have to get involved in your local government, whether you like it or not, to really make a big change. And Republicans, we have to reorganize. The GOP, so many people feel failed by the GOP. I mean, you did in California, right? I mean, the GOP failed the people in California so many times. Well, of course.
Well, I mean, I had representatives in California that's part of the GOP send me messages telling me that I need to stop. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, well, when are you going to start? That's the most craziest thing I ever heard. Yet GOP members in California saying, Will Johnson, you need to stop doing what you're doing because you're making us look bad. What? You're not even doing anything. You're weak in the knee, no backbone. You're spineless. You don't need my help to look bad. If anything, you should be following suit. You should be standing up. You should be speaking up. But see, these idiots that are in the GOP refuse to stand up to these Democrats. And what happened on January 6th is a prime example of what I talk about when these Republicans don't have a backbone and they bend over to these Democrats. They bend over to the Democrats constantly. And I don't get it. I don't understand. We know what the Democrats are all about. We know that the Democrats, the policies that they wanted to bring into this country, what they have tried to implement in the past, is not good for the nation. It is just the opposite. More taxes is not the answer. Teaching little children not to be the way they were born is not the answer. Opening the floodgates on the border is not the answer. Joining us with the TPP is not the answer. Going back to the Paris Climate Agreement is not the answer. The whole climate change is not the answer. Ushering in the one world order, going along with this new world order system, is not the answer. And all of those things is what the Democrats are trying to push on to the American people. I mean, seriously. And the GOP know this. But yet they don't say a word. They bow down to them and say, yes, whatever you want, whatever you want. Just leave me alone. Don't attack me, because the Republicans know that not only will they be verbally attacked, they will be lied about, they'll be physically attacked, and nothing will be done about it. Nothing.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though. It's not just the GOP. It's actually Americans in general. How many conservatives or Republicans, libertarians, whoever you want to label yourself, that's on the opposite side of the left, have just taken what they've done? We've been afraid to speak up. We've been afraid to get in their face. Listen, it's part of our right as an American to say, listen, I don't agree with that. I don't want that for my country. But we're so afraid. We are too. We're afraid of feelings. We're constantly saying that the left is all up in their feelings, but we are too. We don't want to deal with drama. We don't want to upset anybody. But because of that, we are where we are, right? We have to start speaking up. We have to do it locally. We need to stop just looking to our federal government to do these things. A lot of things that have failed us these past 4 years have been in our states, our state and local governments. And that's how the left infiltrated our country, is through the local level of government, and they moved up. And yeah, so
I was going to interject about, you know, how they've interjected themselves. But even let's just talk about the legislators at each one of these states. They bypassed them. They literally, in this past election, they literally bypassed them.
Well, they cheated.
Well, the legislators had an
opportunity to do something about it, though.
Well, the legislators that did do something about it, they disregarded them. Like I said, they bypassed them. So it's just like right now, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. They're doing legislation right now talking about getting rid of the Electoral College. Why are they doing that? See, now, to my understanding, the Electoral College, each state has to agree to do that.
They have to get
enough states to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the states that they can't get to do it, they're just going to bypass the local legislators.
Right. There's actually, you are correct, and That's one of the things.
That's exactly my point.
They're actually trying to come up with legislation to get rid of the Electoral College. And, you know, once again, if we sit here and we're quiet about it and we let this legislation go through, then we are part of the problem. We have to, literally the states, we have to put pressure on the legislator in our states to make sure that the elections in their states are ran fairly and
we can say this all day. We wanted this last election to be fair, to run fair. And if you listen to the left, they said it was. You notice this election, there was no Russia collusion. There was no Russia involvement. There was no external involvement. They said there's nothing there. And we all, and there's been plenty of evidence, over 1,000 affidavits, and yet they still go and say that, you know, there was nothing there. There's actual tangible proof. And they still say there was nothing there. There was a lady here in Texas that was just arrested. The mainstream media, they're not talking about it. Just arrested for voter fraud.
Yes, San
Antonio. Because she was going out buying votes. She was bragging about it.
Right.
And she said, well, if I get caught, I'm going to probably go to jail. Now, she's just one. For anyone out there to think that she was the only one, then you've been living under a rock. I wouldn't be surprised if there was thousands of people throughout the nation doing the same thing that she was doing for Joe Biden. There's no way that Joe Biden won this. I can care less what anyone says.
Yeah. I think, at least 75 million people agree with you.
I mean, just because you steal something or you cheat doesn't make you a winner.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And let me tell you what. There's a reason why the Democrats are fearful that something might break out in Washington, D.C., because they absolutely know that this was not a election that was won fairly. It was stolen. And you become paranoid when you know that you've done the wrong thing. There's a reason why they wanted Trump out, right? There's a reason why they don't want him to run for re-election. There's a reason why these people are so paranoid and acting the way they are. It's because they have something to hide, right? They're doing something wrong. If you're doing everything on the up and up, you wouldn't behave like this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. It's crazy. Seriously. So, you know, people, you know, once again, you know, I know people are discouraged, including Will, but you have to get involved in your local government and legislators and put pressure on them and stay in their face and make sure your voices are heard. And I know it's a little bit difficult right now, especially during COVID, where these people are doing these Zoom meetings and it's ridiculous. You know, you can't.
So you just said Will is discouraged.
Well, we all are.
You know,
right? It's discouraging because you fought so hard,
dude, you know,
for
what?
So many years
for the past,
to wake people
the
up.
Past 4 years. And you know what? I truly believe President Trump won in a landslide. Mm-hmm. With the cheating, seriously, he won, but they're like, well, nope, we don't care that he won. This is what we want, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do about it. You're just going to take it.
Yeah.
This is it right here. And if you say anything against what we're doing here, talking about the left, they're already demonizing. Did you know? So for those of you that are listening, I was at the Capitol. I got there after supposedly they stormed the Capitol. Okay. I got there after the fact. I'm there and I'm recording it. I'm documenting. I was live during that time, just outside talking to people, observing everything. They are demonizing anyone, not just those that went to the Capitol during that time, but they're demonizing anyone that showed up in D.C. and showed their support for President Trump. So those of you that think just because you didn't even set foot on the Capitol grounds that day, you're not exempt. I talked to another gentleman earlier today, and I'm not going to say the state, but he was telling me that the legislator in his state, they are removing assignments from that legislator, and they're steady pushing him out simply because he was at the event that day on January the 6th. Hmm. Not because he didn't even go anywhere near the Capitol. It's just the point that he was in Washington, D.C., showing his support for President Trump. They are doing this to legislators, people, throughout the nation. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a state that is, you know, where they want to change the Electoral College. And I don't, you know, I don't even think they care to go to the electoral to the states. They're just going to change it and tell the states, this is it. You're going to have to comply.
Yeah, well, or,
you know, or you know what? Or what they'll do is if the states don't comply, they'll do the same thing that Obama did when he was in office. I think it was North Carolina. North Carolina refused to put, gender neutral bathrooms. So Obama was cutting off, to my understanding, if I remember correctly, Obama was cutting off federal funds to that state. So if these states don't comply with these tyrants, they're going to cut off federal funding. And then these states are going to like, well, we need the funding. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to comply.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so strange to me how much things in America have changed just since January 6th. I mean, think about it. Since January 6th, basically conservatives have been completely discriminated against at the approval of our Democrat Party. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We now have Biden saying that he's going to go after the NRA. We now have legislation saying that they want to get rid of the Electoral College. I mean, it's crazy how fast things are changing. And, you know, now Kim Jong-un is coming out saying, guess what, USA, now that Trump's gone, you're back on our hit list.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, basically saying y'all should have kept Trump because Trump was like he was keeping everything kosher, keeping everything nice. You know what? The left. Let me tell you how these tyrants are. The tyrants are going as far as making it to where people that was just at the event, January the 6th, they're trying to make it to where you can't even get on an airplane.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
Not even January the 20th yet. They don't want people to be get on an airplane. It's just like communist China, but yeah. With their social score. If you don't comply, and we don't like your social score, we will not allow you to get on airplanes, public transportation, go to movie theater, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And that's what's happening here.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately for the Democrats, if you don't think like them, they have this authoritarian, tyrannical thinking. Right. They're saying, listen, if you don't think like us, we're going to stop you from working. We're going to stop you from traveling. We're going to stop you from getting paid. We're going to make sure you're kicked off of every platform, email service, website service that we can. You know what? You don't do that because you think that you're doing something right. You do that for control. This is the very thing that the Democrat Party says they're against is what they're totally pushing. They're totally being tyrannical, authoritarian, communistic. I mean, all these things where they're trying to say, listen, this is the way we want it. Nancy Pelosi is putting a fine out if you don't go through the freaking metal detectors in Congress, that the first time you don't go through them, they're going to charge you $5,000. See, that's what an authoritarian government does. They say, listen, you do as we say, or we're going to punish you, right? And that's what the Democrat Party does.
Yep.
They're going to fine you if you don't wear a mask over your nose and your mouth. I mean, come on. They keep passing laws to say, if you don't do what we're doing, what we say you're going to do, you're in trouble. Now, we know that, you and I, especially you've been extremely upset that Trump didn't do something about Section 230 before he left office.
Well, I wanted him to do something about Section 233 years ago.
Right. Right. You and a lot of people. Right?
Yes.
Well,
3 years ago.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, there's been, you and I've seen world leaders and everything coming out condemning these platforms for eliminating Trump, who is still president, people, until January 20th. Anyways, Rep. Cawthorn, he is co-sponsoring a bill in Congress. This is, of course, a Republican, to amend the Section 230. And I really like this amendment, and I really hope it takes hold. It says, I am co-sponsoring a bill to amend Section 230 to demand First Amendment protections be applied to the big tech platforms. That is what he is calling for. He's saying that, what it said, it says, he said the introduction of the bill states that if a provider is dominant in its market, so we're talking about, you know, you think Twitter, Facebook, they're all dominant, right? In fact, we have a monopoly, basically. If they make content moderation decisions pursuant to policies or practices that are not reasonably consistent with the First Amendment to the Constitution, their immunity will be eliminated. What do you think about that, Bill Will?
It's a little too late, in my opinion. Should have been here.
Yeah.
Seriously, it should have been here 3 years ago. Actually, no, it should have been here 6 years ago. It should have happened under the Obama administration, but it didn't happen then because the Democrats were happy with the way things were going. They thought they were going to be able to use social media the way Obama did to usher in Hillary Rodham Clinton. But when they saw that it didn't happen, and more people like myself and Candace Owens and Brandon Tatum and James C. Harris, Jamal J., people, just all walks of life, went to social media and started expressing what they were seeing in the government and what they were seeing what these Democrats were doing, they had to do everything they can to reverse it. And that's why it should have happened 6 years ago, because they use it to their advantage. And yes, they are, in my opinion, they are publishers, because they're not supposed to be deciding who they can and can't remove. And talking about the censorship, did you know that Russia, observing what Twitter did and what these social tech giants, with the tech tyranny, they're saying this is equivalent to a nuclear cyber bomb. They straight up silenced the president of the free world. He's still the sitting president, and they silenced him.
Yeah, it's scary. And I'm sure every single world leader is looking at it going, man, that could have happened to me. You see, Democrats here in America should be looking at that as well, going, hey, look, that could happen to me. Why would I support that? But some of these people are so brainwashed, gaslighted by the Democrat Party. They think that what they've seen here is real and it's completely not. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Hey, listen, if you guys want to call in and talk to Will, we have about 25 minutes left. Give him a call at 516-595-8069 and press 1 to come on with Will.
Yeah, I like to hear what other people's opinion about all of this. You know, it's just with them calling all Trump supporters, and this is really personal to me, because I saw a report. Someone sent me a message. Actually, it wasn't a report. Someone sent me a message. Now, I have to verify this, but someone sent me a message saying that people that were just at the Capitol, they said that the FBI is contacting them and asking them to turn themselves in. And I'm like thinking, well, I was at the Capitol. You can see everything that I was, you know, you can see my entire feed when I was there. I didn't go in. There was too many people. I didn't even attempt to go in. I did go up on the steps on the north side, but I didn't attempt to go in. I was there to document it. I've been there many times on the Capitol ground. It was never an issue before. The only reason why they're saying it's an issue now is because of what they are calling Trump supporters, all domestic terrorists. Yeah. You know, I saw a report just the other day. This was an actual report. It was a news report with this lady reporting on what happened at the Capitol. And she straight up said that the riot on the Capitol was very terrible, and it happened by these domestic terrorists. Now, I wonder, was she? I would love to ask her the question. Is she referring to Antifa and BLM that have terrorized the American people for the past 4 years? Or is she referring to Trump supporters that, you know, that are just upset? And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. When the corruption is at the highest level like this, shouldn't people be upset? Why aren't Democrats upset?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, really think about that. Why aren't you Democrats upset? You should be highly upset, because if it was the other way around, where y'all was screaming that it was Russia, which we all know was a lie, but they still went through the investigation on it because you were screaming it. You were screaming it. It was a total lie, but you were screaming it. Here, there's actual proof. We're screaming it, and you're saying, there's nothing there. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Hey, listen, well, we have our producer, Annie, that wants to come on and ask some questions. Annie, are you there?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hey, Annie.
Hey, Annie.
Okay. Here's the first question I have. I'm sure you've seen it. I watched a live feed when AOC made the following statement, that the red states are not conservative. They are oppressed by Trump. And the only way for the country to heal is for blue states to liberate the red states and save them from, you know,
themselves.
I would say slavery in terms, but she used a different term. You both have lived in a blue state versus a red state. What's your take on what AOC said?
AOC is wanting to implement socialism in the entire country. They believe that socialism is the answer. They believe that they can implement socialism better than they did in Venezuela. It's like, oh, we can get it right this time. They're nothing but Marxists that's wanting to tear down the country. And when I was living in a red state, you didn't have all of the poverty. You didn't have all of the job loss. You didn't have all of the homelessness. Moved to California, and there was just homeless all throughout this, like L.A., Oakland, San Francisco, where they're defecating on the street. And then left California, moved to Austin, and guess what? Austin, Texas, of all places, is being ran by total tyrant liberals, and there's homelessness all throughout the city.
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever... I think we've proven just the opposite of what AOC has said. So when you say, you know, the blue states need to save red states can't even save themselves at this point. I mean, most of them have a deficit. They have a huge population of homelessness. They have drug problems. Education is going down in the dumps. I mean, you've seen in a lot of these where we've had rioting and police problems, most of them have been in Democrat-ran states and cities. So how is she going to save, how are these blue states going to possibly save a red state when they haven't even been able to fix their own problems? If anything, they've perpetuated these problems and made the states even worse than they were before. The problem is they like victims, right? They like victims. They like creating victims. They like creating people that depend on the government. And like Will said, that's really what they want. They want a socialist type government. They want us to depend on them. There's no way that a blue state can help a red state. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around it, right? It's kind of like Will says, unite America first. You can't take care of anyone else unless we take care of ourselves first. Same thing with blue states. You can't possibly save another state when you haven't even saved yourself. We have people fleeing by the hundreds of thousands from New York and California. In fact, I just read an article here in Austin that said the market here in Austin is just blowing. It's just blowing up. Houses are not on the market more than 7 days. They have multiple offers. In fact, one house in Austin had 96 offers, 96 bids. People are fighting for it here. You know what? It sounds like to me that people are running away from these blue states to red states, and they need to wake up as to why.
I completely agree, and I'm glad you brought up the Unite America First. Will, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but would you consider, if you had the backing, if you had the backup, if you had the financial means, would you consider running for Congress specifically, comes 2022?
Ooh, probably not. You know what?
Can you give me your reason?
Well, I think the reason why I don't think I would run is because I can't run as a Republican. The Republican Party, the GOP, is done. And that's why you had Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and the rest of these tyrants in the Republican Party, the GOP, turn on President Trump after he campaigned for them, helped them raise millions of dollars, and then they all stabbed him in the back. The Republican Party's done. Now, and the second reason is a couple of reasons. The second reason is that the state that I'm living in, the city that I'm living in, is pretty extreme when it comes to liberalism. There's my neighbor across the street has a BLM sign in their yard, and they're white.
But that's not a reason not to run. But, that's a reason to run.
I mean, that would be my reasons not to run, okay? Because because as soon as they find out who I am, they're not gonna vote for me. Because they see that I'm pro-American, I support President Trump, I don't go for all this sinister stuff that they're about, and I can't toe the fence. I can't get on the fence and say, well, I'm gonna go along with some of this sinister stuff, but not this other stuff. I can't do that. Now, if someone came to me and was just backing and it was a possibility, I would have to think about it. I mean, I would strongly have to think about it. But I always told myself that I don't know that I would run for political office. But, you know, things can change. I don't know. It's just I'm really frustrated that the country's in the predicament that it's currently in.
Well, that was the reason I asked you. I was asked the same question, that will I run? And I said I would consider it, but I guarantee you I won't win. There is no way they will let an ex-Muslim ever win, because I'm going to put an end to their...
They let Omar win.
...deals they're trying to put in.
Ilhan Omar won.
Yeah, but Ilhan Omar is not an ex-Muslim.
Well, I'm just saying.
She's a tyrant.
If I was a practicing Muslim, they would get behind me like there is no tomorrow. But right. I'm not. I'm an ex-Muslim who actually exposes someone like Ilhan. However, the reason I asked Will is I normally feel like I have an answer to almost every problem, but today I don't. If we can run and win, what is there left for us to do? Because as you said, I don't care. I don't care who's running. I won't trust Republicans either. I'm done trusting them.
You know what's interesting, though? You know what's interesting, though, is we just had six very strong Republican women run and win in Congress. They actually won more seats than they thought that they were going to win. So I don't know. I don't know if I think there is a lot of places, you know, I just looked up our representatives and most of them are Republican where we live. So I think there's a lot of people in the closet still here where we live.
I'm glad you said that. If you look at those who won, none of them are career politicians. That's why I asked Will.
Yeah.
It feels like if you're a younger generation with no background of making millions out of politics, people tend to vote for you. They tend to, again, they might steal that election too. I'm not saying we won, we win, we get in there and we make all the changes. I'm saying, for someone like Will, I can see the possibility of him easily winning based on his background, his activities. Actually, a lot of patriots will vote for you, Will, because they have watched you not jump ship. They have watched you not change your narrative. They have watched you, no matter how badly you were attacked, you stood by your values. People saw that for 4 years. They're not going to forget.
Are you trying to convince me, Anne?
He's going to come at you with...
Are you trying to convince me?
Hey, I will say this on air. If you ever decide, I'll be more than happy to get behind you on any shape or form that you can see me fit.
Yeah,
that's how sure I am that you can make a difference.
Yeah. Annie, didn't you tell us that we did a rally in California? And didn't you say it was your first rally you ever came and spoke at? Is that not?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Will Johnson's rally in Sacramento, giving me a microphone, was the opening of my career as a, public figure, if you call it, and Muslim hater, if you call it, bigoted Islamophobe, if you call it.
It's just someone
that was the very first time that.
Yeah, I just saw you as someone that loves freedom, and you're a strong woman, and you love who you are. And you're not going to let anyone, especially these leftist tyrants, to tell you who you should be and how you should think. And that's part of the problem with the left. They hate people like yourself, people like me, people like Shannon. They hate people that's willing to think for themselves and think and don't get in line with their way of thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, Dito, I'll see you the same. But that's my point of. Maybe it is time for people like me and you to run, not because we're sure we're going to win, but because we're going to show them they didn't scare us away to go to our corner and wait for someone else to do it. Because we don't have someone else, real. I don't mean to sound depressed and Debbie Downer on your radio, but we don't have many of us left. And those of us who are left, we need to take a stronger stand, which is show them that we're willing to take the fight to their grounds, which at the end of the day is our country.
Yeah.
They just invaded it.
Yeah. I think if we can get rid of these machines that, have these issues.
Not all states had those machines and had those issues, but definitely they knew where. They knew where Trump was going to win, and they put it in those swing states on purpose. That's true. I agree with you, Annie. Will is so anti-representatives right now. I don't think anybody could convince him at this very moment to run. I think he's going to have to catch his breath and catch his footing. I think that so many of us, and he's not alone, right? So many people right now feel discouraged. We were at a rally in Austin, Texas this past Saturday, and Alan West, of course, is the chairman of the GOP here in Texas, and there was people in the rally that were just starting to get loud, and they're so discouraged by our representatives and them turning on Trump and not representing the people, and they were just yelling. And let me tell you what, Alan West got on that mic and gave a person a piece of his mind. But it's true that people are just so like, where do we go from now? Where do we go from here? What is the point?
Right? Alan's West thing is that, telling people that, hey, you need to, call your legislators, you need to call your representatives. And the problem that I have with that is that the definition of insanity, we keep doing the same thing, thinking that we're going to get different results. And that's not that's exactly what's happening here. And on top of that, these are representatives, even the Republican representatives, they're using the plandemic. So then that way they don't have to have town halls to be confronted by anybody.
If you
jump into a Zoom, guess what happens there? They just mute you if you say something that they don't like to push. Hey, don't put me in a bad light here. Mute that person. Exactly what's happening. They're silencing the people at an all-time level, starting with President Trump through the tech tyranny.
I think the insanity is that we haven't spoken up. A lot of people have just depended on their representatives. I think we have been too idle and too quiet. So, what is the definition of insanity that we're talking about here? I think the definition of insanity is we haven't been involved. We haven't been engaged. We haven't been afraid to challenge. I think we are too afraid to challenge a Democrat. The people in Congress, they want to make the people on the left happy. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Oh, let's work together. McConnell just totally is bending over. I don't know if it's because he knows Trump's on his way out and he's afraid of what's going to happen to him. Because the backbone of the GOP literally is leaving the White House at this point. I don't know. I think the definition of sanity is we haven't been active enough.
People expect to get different results.
No, I agree with part of what you said. I agree with part of what you said. Other part of, if we call them Republicans in Congress who are not standing up to Democrats is the fact that they're so afraid of confrontation. They don't want to walk in there in an awkward situation. That goes back to where I say the biggest problem is they created what was needed to take over the country, which is take away our faith in our government. Mm-hmm. The only way to restore that faith is to have fresh faces who have kept their promises on a different level of life to go in and clean house.
Yes, I agree.
That's the only way to fix this.
And I believe in term limits. I think it's ridiculous.
Fresh faces who stand by Constitution.
Right. That know our Constitution, right? Because I don't think some of these Democrats and Republicans actually know the Constitution. Some of their actions are very contrary to our Constitution. I mean, for example, like Will said, trying to get rid of the Electoral College from a federal level, that's absolutely ridiculous. But, I mean, look at the impeachment. That's a farce, too. It was unprecedented how they pushed it through yesterday, right? You're right. People have really lost their faith in our
government. Yeah, but the question is, did anyone stand up to them?
Well, I mean, I saw Gates stand up to him. I saw Marjorie stand up to him.
But, well, I know this for a fact. If I ever do run, they're gonna hate to see me coming, because I'm not gonna be politically correct with them. If they're doing this demonic stuff, I'm gonna call them out on it. This is wrong.
Right.
You've got to stop doing this. This stuff that you're doing is wrong, and they're not gonna like
it. Within our Constitution, listen. One of my saying that most people like. I'll remind you because I know you already know it. Within our Constitution, you have the right to be offensive, and I have the right to be offended. Let's put that out there again.
Well, not anymore.
Let's
because
stop the PC culture.
I agree with you, but you know what? Come January the 21st, I'm willing to bet that they are going to try to revise the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting this out there right now for anyone, and I'm telling you, and it's going to make it that much more difficult. And right now, if you speak out against the government, they're going to go after people that are speaking out against the government. And a lot of people don't understand that. But I'm telling you, that is the direction that we're headed. They have the House. They have the Senate. They have the presidency. They're going to stack the courts. They're going to turn D.C. into a state, two more senators. Puerto Rico, two more senators. They're forever going to be in power.
Well, I have to disagree. I think something's going to happen in our country at some point. Will's gloom and doom, it's all over. I don't think it's gloom and doom.
Well,
I'm
going to say this. Yeah, I agree with you that something's going to happen. But just like this last election, President Trump won in a landslide and still something happened.
Well, I think there's a lesson to be learned, right? Quite honestly, Americans depended on Trump to do something. They're still depending on Trump to do something in his final days. I don't think he's going to. I think Biden will be inaugurated on the 20th. They're showing pictures of them, people moving out of the White House right now and stuff. I don't know what's next for Trump. I don't think he's going to totally disengage. I think he's going to come up with something. It's probably something that we're not expecting. But here's the thing. American people, we have to stand up for ourselves. We can't depend on President Trump to do it for us anymore. We have to get active in our straight states, and we have to take action now. If you don't take action now, if you are not encouraged right now, you look around you and see what's happening, and you're not, you don't feel something inside of you to get involved, then you're pretty much surrendering to the socialist government that wants to take
over. So you're telling me that I need to get involved in politics?
Yeah, well, you need to run for Congress. I'm with Annie. Woo, woo!
Yes, you do.
I would not be pressured.
Here's another thing. Well, remember this. Listen, Will Johnson.
Yes.
There is a window of opportunity for us. Remember, mark my words today. The Democrat Party is about to split. We have the Socialist Democrats and we have the Democrats. They are soon to be split after inauguration. That is our window of opportunity to jump in. Take advantage of their own chaos. They are going to fight each other. This is the day they are going to fight each other.
I agree.
This is when they're going to try to get rid of Biden and put Kamala in there. That is 2022. That is when we're going to have to go in.
Yeah, 2022, I think, is going to be another good election year. I think that they will lose either the Congress or the Senate. I really do. And it'll be because they're going to eat each other. They're going to turn on each other. There's so much chaos in the Democrat Party, not just the Republican Party. It's even more chaotic, I think, in the Democrat Party. And guess what? The Democrat Party needs to pay up. They've made all kinds of huge demands, right? I mean, huge promises. Free college, free this, free that, free that. If they don't start paying up, if they don't pay back Black Lives Matter, if they don't start paying the piper, they're going to pay for it.
And I promise you this, blood will be in Congress. That's why I said run for Congress. Because you have the squad, and then you have the Democrats. That is when the division is going to start. Already, AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are talking about this split. They're already talking about getting rid of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's of Congress.
Yeah, because they don't agree with them.
They're already spreading it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually have huge disagreements.
They hate them.
Yep. I hate them, too. But I hate AOC and
them,
too.
So the split in 2022, but that's the thing. Remember, it's the divide and conquer. They're going to divide themselves. All we need to do is conquer.
There you go.
That's Congress.
There you go. There you go. Look at Annie's got, she's a woman with the plan. You guys, I didn't say man with plan. I said woman with the plan.
Well, we'll see.
And I will campaign for you, Will.
There you go.
Well, we'll see. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know where to start with all of that. So, but I won't say no. I was just going to say, I won't say no, but I just don't know where to start with that. So maybe I'll just look at some information.
Well, to be honest, the sad part is the way our country is going, you don't need to start anywhere, apparently. You just need to jump in front of the camera and make promises. And then from there, other people will carry on your campaign, especially Democrats. You do realize Democrats are going to promote the heck out of you, right?
Yeah, because they'll hate me.
Any advertising is advertising. Exactly. They're going to come out and call you out on being a patriot.
Yep.
Patriots are going to hear their message, and they're going to get behind you.
Yeah. Well,
I think we need to start wrapping it up, don't we, Will?
Yeah. I'll think about it, Annie. I'll most definitely think about it. I've received a lot of emails about it as well. So I'll take it in consideration, but I really have to think about it and I have to pray on it. So, but in the meantime, if people want to get some information about what we're doing here, they can send a text to 88202 and just type my name in and you will get wonderful information from the American Truth Project. That's one place everyone can go to get beautiful information. So, Annie, thank you for coming on with us this evening and talking with us. Thank you, everyone out there that was listening. Please, again, 888-88202, 88202, tap in, Will.
And get involved, people.
I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.